This is Digital Steve, and as I was told my name was just changed to Steve.
Well, Steve, congratulations on your promotion.
Thanks.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And we're joined with Miss Lynn May. Ms. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
It's day five. No, day six.
Day six. Yeah,
you don't
day
even
six.
Know what day it is.
I don't even know what my name is.
Well, we can call you Steve. Right. Some people, I've heard some people call you other things.
Yes, you have.
But we call you awesome because you do so much for the DAV.
Oh, wow. Boy, Butter.
Yeah, really.
Works every time, too.
Hey, listen.
I know.
We got to be nice to these people. They brought us hats.
Yes, they brought us hats.
And you might look awesome. You look awesome in them, by the way.
Oh, boy. Don't use the A word because he'll break into song.
My head's never going to fit through that doorway again.
Well, these earphones, they're expandable. You're okay.
Thank goodness. Actually, the idea is to try and cover up as much as possible. Anyway, the DAV has had such an awesome presence here, and of course, we went to the concert last night, which was fantastic.
Oh, man, they rocked the house.
They did.
We have to congratulate the head cat wrangler, Carrie, for getting that all together.
Well, the DAV and the EAA Warbirds of America are really proud to be able to bring that to Oshkosh.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Yeah. A lot of veterans there really enjoyed it. Some of them were really rocking it.
Yeah. I was dancing, and they still, you know, their eyes didn't get burned out or anything.
It was really disturbing watching you dance, too. But what was really heartening was there were people jamming the area between the seats and the stage dancing.
That's the most I've ever seen dance at any concert out there.
I mean, there was people of all generations out there. They had some of the reenactors that were there. Even the group Letters from Home, which sang before them, they were out there dancing with people. I saw both of those ladies out there. Everybody had a ball.
I saw a girl dancing barefoot, which on concrete must not be a lot of fun.
I would think that would hurt a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's probably regretting it this morning.
Well.
Next time, Carrie, put your shoes on.
Yeah. Oh. Well, you know, you guys are so gracious to help us spread the word about the DAV and what we can do for veterans. And, you know, we bring in these things just to get the word out and do the outreach. So there's veterans out there that just don't know where to turn for help. They don't know who to call. They don't know what to do. Some of them don't even know, you know the saying, you don't know what you don't know.
Oh, yeah.
They don't even know what benefits they're entitled to, and they've earned them. They served our country. They already paid the price. They're paid for, sitting there for them, and they don't even know it's there, and that's what we're there to spread.
That's the proper definition of an entitlement program, in my opinion.
Yep, absolutely.
They certainly earned it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not an entitlement. It's not a handout.
No, it's not a handout.
They earned it.
They're entitled because they earned it.
Exactly. Right.
It is a reward.
I understand what you're saying. Yes. It's not a reward. It's the price they've already paid
for us
and our freedom. I mean, we have the freedom to do what we want to do and say what we want to say because they fought for us and helped us get there. And, you know, we owe them. We should do everything we can.
Okay, so what website? Let's get that out right now before we forget.
All right, let me read your hat.
Read my hat.
DAV.org.
This space for rent.
That's underneath. Yeah. You know.
DAV.org.
Yeah, if anyone out there is listening right now and they know a veteran or maybe they are a veteran and they don't know where to turn for help or maybe they just have some questions they're just not sure of, they might be there going, well, I'm really not disabled. Doesn't matter. We help all veterans. All the services that are, and benefits that are out there for anyone that has served our country. And the people who will help with those are not just, they're not only veterans, my heroes, but they're also highly trained and skilled in the ways of the VA. So, you know, with so many things like that, especially government programs, there's step one, step two, step three, step four, and man, you get out of sync and you're drowning in red tape. Sometimes it's a matter of taking the proper steps at the proper time, filling out the proper paperwork, and just knowing what to do next.
Right, so even just having a guiding partner is a fantastic help.
Absolutely, and that's what the DAV does. You know, along with that, we also have a huge transportation network. Maybe you are disabled and you do need to go to the VA hospital to get your benefits, but maybe you don't have one in your hometown. The DAV has a huge transportation network. We have vans. They all have their own schedules for their own communities, but we'll give you a ride to the VA hospital. It's kind of
that,
like...
And that doesn't matter how far.
No. There's always somewhere close that you can get to the van that will go to the hospital periodically and come back, of course.
Yeah.
So it's one of those services, though, that's so important. You might not think about that, but if you can't get to where you need to go to get the help you need, you know, that's a problem as well. The communities all across the nation have DAV chapters. Those chapters actually will have things and programs that are geared to what the needs are for the veterans in that area as well. So, you know, it's just one of those things. It's veterans helping veterans, fulfilling our promises. That's what it's all about. Those men and women served us, and we want to fulfill our promises to them.
And I imagine you get a lot of guys that were just thought they had nowhere to go because they couldn't figure out how to get the help they needed. And the sense of relief when they find you, it must be tremendous.
Well, it's funny you brought that up. Just yesterday, we had a young guy come up to the display, and he signed our poster. We have a special poster. We invite all active military or veterans to come and sign, our way to thank them and honor them. He came up, he signed the poster, and he just had this puzzled look on his face. He said, you know, he said, where would I go to get some help with my benefits? I'm 40%, but I don't really know what to do or where to go. And how do I get involved with the DAV? Because what you guys are doing here is so important to us as veterans. And I hooked him up with one of the local Oshkosh chapter members, and he's joining their chapter, and he has an appointment with a national service officer from the DAV to talk about his own personal benefits, and he's going to get on board and help other veterans do the same. You know, that's why we come to these air shows. That's why we bring this display. That's why we bring that beautiful airplane with us, to get people to come and see what we're all about and see that we can make a difference. We make a difference in those lives every time we get out there, and it's a passion for us. We just love doing it, and we want to be out there all the time telling those veterans, need help, we can point you in the right direction.
Well, we can certainly see the passion in you.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. But you know, that's one thing about our veterans too, is that they're very underappreciated right now. And, you know, the ones that are hurt and are having problems and everything, they need all the help they can get, because they wrote an unconditional check to protect all of us. They went where they were told, and they did what they were told to do. And unfortunately for some of them, it didn't end well. And now it is up to us as Americans to fulfill the promise we made to these people.
Boy, you ain't a kidding. Now, you know, fulfilling our promises is the big thing. It really is. And we can't do that if they don't know who we are or where to turn or who to call. So you can go to DAV.org. You can find a chapter in your own local hometown. You can go call the national, and they will get someone to contact you. Or, heck, if you're out here at EAA Oshkosh, just come see us.
Tell them Lynn sent you.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. We'll give them the help they need, and they have earned and they deserve.
Where are you going to be today?
Well, today we are going to be down on the main plaza, down by the stage where we
were. Boeing Plaza.
Boeing Plaza. Boeing Plaza. Yes.
Formerly known as.
Formerly known as lots of things, but.
Yes, but.
We'll be there. We'll be fully set up. Stop by and see us. You'd be surprised at what all we have to offer. Even if you're not a veteran, but you're one of those patriotic Americans, like so many people here are, stop by and see how you can help. Make a donation. Volunteer to drive. Volunteer to help with the local chapter. There are so many things you can do. And it's so important.
So very important is right.
Especially if you're a veteran, stop by and sign our special poster. We'd love you to do that.
You think that you go to the same places every year. You think you've probably run across all the veterans that you're going to that haven't heard of you. And yet, that's not never the case.
No. You know, you were talking about... The services that we offer today are just as relevant as they were after World War I in 1920, when our organization was founded. And the folks that are coming back now from conflicts need our help more than ever, because they don't know what benefits are out there. And you know how red tape is. It's getting worse, not better. So, you know, it's there. We want to help, and you know, it's folks like you that help us get that message out. So we really appreciate you, both of you. Well, and you look awesome in your hats, wow, too.
Yes, we do look awesome in our hats. Well, you know, anything that we can do to help our veterans out is okay in our book. And we're glad that you're here. And don't forget, make sure you schedule for next year, too, because we want to see your smiling faces again, because we've got to keep that message going.
Well, if there's one thing we look forward to, it's seeing the two of you.
Oh, my boy.
Wow, does she know how to pile it on.
Wow.
Somebody, almond burst.
We better open the door and let it roll out a little bit.
Yes, and on that bombshell, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, well-buttered, and this is EAA Radio.